Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
good, when music was good, right? Yes, that song had been in my head all AM, so I was like, okay, that's the song I'm supposed to open up with, right? All right, royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haruda 7 Oracle, and this is another segment of Motivational Classroom, right? And if you guys are no stranger to Motivational Classroom, I want to let you guys know what I like to do, my intentions, my purity, as in I like to learn and grow live with you guys, right? So when in putting together these podcasts, they're on certain topics that a lot of them that I know mostly about and I'm familiar with, but some of them, guys, I am literally learning live, and Merkaba is going to be another one of those topics to where, you know, I'm not like a master in, or let's just say I'm not real, you know what, maybe I am. You know, a lot of things that we are, you know, a lot of things we may be skilled in, but yet we're not aware that we may be skilled in it, okay? Let me say that. So what I am in my pre-research, right, what I have learned is that Merkaba is like the mind, body, and soul, something like that. In my first clip, she kind of explains the three of kind of the breakdown on what Merkaba is. And on this second clip, a lady I love, you guys, Kim Art, I want you guys to go like and go subscribe to her channel. She is amazing, a great teacher, a great spirit, and she reads the oracle cards and the tarot cards as well, just like myself, right? But she's well skilled, and she's been doing it for years. And you know, I go to her channel and listen, pop in and out, you know, every now and then, and listen to, you know, a lot of her stuff, you guys, amazing stuff. And you know, just do the respect of me choosing, well, with respect for me choosing one of her lectures today, is that you guys go like and subscribe, contact her for and book for a session. She got a lot of amazing things on her website. I believe it's kimarts.org, I believe. But be sure to check out the video credits in the show notes so you can reference over to her channel. Amazing stuff, you guys. And as you guys know, I always use Ralph Smart, but I'm going to close out with him. And a lot of the research that I pull, you guys, as you guys know, I'll be in and out to discuss, give my thoughts and all this, but this is just one big classroom, Enhancing Awareness Radio, where we learn and we grow together from respected content that I pull from people that I enjoy researching, okay? So let's go ahead and just dive in, you guys. The second clip is going to be the meat and potatoes, which is from Kim Art, the hour in about 2 hours. So a little longer show today, but it's going to be amazing, guys. And remember, I am learning and growing with you guys. So let's see what I conjured up on the topic of Merkaba.
Sacred geometry is basically geometric shapes that have deep metaphysical meaning, and they all use similar mathematical properties. And they have been around since the ancient times. They have been used in architecture, artwork, spiritual and religious texts, mosques, churches, sculptures, all sorts of stuff. All right, but today I'm going to break down the Merkaba, which happens to be one of my favorite symbols. And I'm not just saying that. I have tattooed it on my body. And look, there's one right there. Mer means life, Ka means spirit, and Ba means body. Merkaba. Put together, it represents the union of spirit and body, surrounded by light. So this symbol is made of two intersecting tetrahedrons, which are 3D triangles, spinning in opposite directions, creating two separate energy fields that come together as one. The upward-pointing tetrahedron, it symbolizes masculine energy, and it's bringing down celestial, universal, intelligent energy down towards the earth. And then the downward-pointing tetrahedron represents earthly, deeply intuitive, rooted feminine wisdom and energy coming up from the earth, going upwards. So imagine yourself in the middle of the two tetrahedrons, which is the Merkaba. So you can feel that earthly energy. So imagine pulling that up, that wonderful, grounded, rooted energy. And then you're also going to imagine celestial light and higher elevated frequencies coming down. So they come together, they're spinning opposite ways, masculine, feminine, earthly, celestial, they come together, lock in, activate the light for the ultimate activation. Add in some breath work where you're visualizing being inside the Merkaba, and you will feel it. So you're going to want to bring this symbol into your awareness. I have a tattoo of it, artwork, stickers on my iPad. The crystal pendulum helps to keep this in your awareness because it's not easy to hold a shape in your mind. It's symbolic, and it reminds you of balancing those earthly and celestial energies. If you've ever done any kind of light meditation, you know it like changes your physiology, which you can feel it changing your frequency. Feel gratitude while you're in the middle of this powerful symbol. And just seeing it in my tattoo just reminds me to be grateful for this weird-ass experience that I'm going through and that you're going through. It's interesting. It's fascinating. And I feel a lot of love. I know it's beyond this earth. None of us know what the hell is really going on. So just find goodness where you can and face the part of you that is beyond this dimension that comes here to earth for this crazy mission. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you about this. I have had many mystical experiences, messages that come through, not talking about psychedelics or anything like that. I mean, like, straight up mystical experiences through you working with these symbols and meditation and yoga and praying and visualizing. You don't have to be enlightened to have these wonderful experiences and get benefits. Practicing this stuff, even little by little, it starts to expand all your chakras. I can feel my heart chakra. What does this have to do with Merkaba? It is about connecting with our life here, but not forgetting the magic of what is beyond here and where we came from. We are energetic, infinite beings on this crazy earthly ride. So just enjoy it. Do whatever it takes to enjoy it. Be weird. Get embarrassed. Take chances. Be afraid. Change your life. Kick people out. Bring people in. Gotta be your own BFF. It's just too short to waste it on being worried of what other people are thinking. Fuck that shit. That's an old paradigm, and it's going out the door. And if you can take away all the expectations of who you think you're supposed to be, like, what would you really want? What would make you happy? Just let yourself daydream. And that'll light up your heart chakra. I'm telling you, you will expand that green energy. And it's really healthy for your body just to let yourself daydream. And a lot of ideas will come to you. But this will turn to a motivational speech. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Please meditate. All right, so I'm going to let this play for about 2 minutes. And I'm going to get that vision on the screen. A vision of me sitting inside of my Merkaba, just so you can visualize it a little bit easier. And just come back to us anytime. So if you want to hang around, it's some pleasant music. Just kind of imagine that space in the middle of that shape, that is all that is, that beautiful balance where the magic happens, which is everything we are made of in that white, healing, expanded light. We're going to be talking about the pyramid next episode. I know I'm sitting in this. It's really, really cool. So catch me outside. Catch me next time. We're going to be talking about the pyramid. I'll see you next time.
All right, guys. So I'm not going to go into the live meditation because I like to, you know, you guys, hey, meditation is in your own space, in your own, you know what I mean? You are to do that in your own privacy, in your own, you know, energy brain, okay? So the video credit is in the show notes. All of the video credits in the show notes, guys. So what I got from that, just that piece, just to kind of introduce, is the Trinity, you know what I mean? Mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul, you know, whatever the Trinity is for you, right? Just kind of having those, the heart space, the mind space, you know, the body space, having it to, in congruency, you know what I'm saying? So, amazing. I liked it. All right, so let's to the meat and potatoes. There's a lot going on in this earth plane, and she, you know, a lot of people always say crazy, and, you know, it's, and what I always get is that why are we so indifferent to the changes of, you know, nothing is consistent in life but change, but when it doesn't go with alignment or congruency to our earthly program, we want to say that it's crazy and that it's different. But what if it's just really life flowing how it flows, changing of the guards is what I like to always say, but we are resisting because it goes against the collective program. You know what I mean? So I actually welcome and love change now. And I got a story behind how I got to that point because it didn't come easy. But I'll tell you guys real quick. But I was working at a job, you know, and I was there for about 2 years, and it was just constant change and constant chaos and constant disorder, you know. And even though that was on a lower vibratory aspect when it comes to, you know, change, when I was getting fired, you know, she pulled me into the office and she pulled me in the office, right? And she told me, she said, you know, Keith, I was complaining about the changes and shit, you know. She said, you know, nothing is consistent in this life but that of change. And, you know, I looked at her and I told her, I said, you know what, I've been working here for 2 years and I was just wondering, why the fuck am I here? You know, like, what's my purpose? Okay, learning the skill, yeah. But I said, it was for you to tell me that. It took 2 years for you to come to me and tell me that. And when I started to adopt that to my life, you know, I may not like this, I'm resistant to this, but nothing in life is consistent yet that of change. Like, really meditating on that, putting that in my kibbutz. You know what I mean? And, you know, just interchangeably, when we want to grow, what can we insert into that meditative Merkaba, you know what I mean? If I'm even explaining it right. Remember, this is a classroom. But I know Kim Morris. I know she breaks down a lot. I don't know if she's talking about the Merkaba per se, but this was the universal learning that was chosen for this particular podcast. So let's see. Remember, go like and subscribe to her channel, guys, and let's see what Kim Arts has to say. And I think the title of this, what is the title of this? KAU lesson, Mother Nature, Meta Nature. That's it. I think she goes in on the Meta Nature. So it may be in a congruency to the Merkaba. Who knows? All right, guys. Enjoy, and I will be back. Tutuka.
Morning, lesson, KAU, lesson. What the heck? Lesson.
Quick lesson. Quick lesson. I got work to do today. I'll be on pop up later to finish up everybody.
Okay, new lesson. Classroom time. We're gonna talk
about Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. Then I got Patreon account, then I gotta finish up reading. I'm long on that thing trying to set my phone up. Can I see my board? Classroom, get your papers out. Get your papers out. Journals, make sure you do your affirmation. We are on 13 out of 90 class. And your journals.
Do your journal. We are leveling up over here at KAQ. We ain't playing no monkey business over this motherfucker. No, I'm going to read this out of my badass paper that I was peeling off, catching up. And this one says, you know, you're a badass at making money. The book we did on Book Club, it's on my playlist on YouTube, Kim Art. This one was for the 23rd. Get a plan together to make the money you desire to make. Chunk the plan back into bite-sized pieces and focus your ass off on one goal at a time. And this one's for 26, August 26. You are a badass. When your peak are negative, fearful, and don't support your ass hickory, do not share your dreams with them or the work you're doing on yourself. If they've proven to you that they're not going to support you and or will fling their doubt and worry in your face, what's the point? You still get to love them and be with them. You just don't involve them in that part of your life. Learn that shit. And learn it quick. Oh, that ass kicker. That ass kicker, you said. Since yourself, you're a badass and make money. Don't get your affirmations. I am wealthy. I am rich. I have expensive taste. I eat expensive. I live expensive. I am expensive. I am abundant. I am successful. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am known. I am chosen. I am enough. I'm Lord. No reason. Can't take it back, man. Okay. All right. Mother Nature, KAU. Can y'all see the board? Can y'all see the board? He says, life, let's get this. How about KAU? So let's go, KAU. 8:28:22. I need to know my coffee. So our lesson today. Mother Nature. You know, that's called outside, right? That's outside but inside. That's, you know,
outside but inside. I like
that. Outside. Yes, it's inside. Yes, it's inside of us. All right? We know it as outside, but it's actually inside of us. Mother Nature, right? The reflection of what? The physicality and the inside to be what? The spiritual. The part we don't see. The unseen and the seen. So, now, since we started, we have a church. Can you tell? Chuck! Chuck! Physical represents the seen world. Spiritual inside us represents the unseen. Okay? Y'all got that? Outside, physical seen. Inside, unseen. Right? That's when you get that religious word, belief and faith. Right? You gotta have faith, or they say you gotta have belief because you cannot see inside yourself what's going on until what? It reflects outside, right? Until it reflects in your orbital space around you, right? Till it goes to your orbit, your planet starts circulating around you, your galaxy, right? Then you can understand what you start to decipher and decode your reality, your world that you created, right? You guys created that shit. So if you're living in shit, it's because you created that shit. And you're living in luxury, it's because you created that luxury. There's no lucky person on the earth that we all can be lucky, right? It's because that's the world we created. But nobody wants to own that creator, that created, that creation part, right? It's they did it. He did it. She did it. Right? Not I did it. So that's when you get that understanding, that faith, and that belief. But when you know that you are the three C's, I call it, the creator, the creation, and the creature, then you don't need the belief or the faith word, the B or the F word, right? You don't need to believe or you don't need to have faith because you know who the three C's are to your reality. I'm going to level y'all up this morning. That's what we have. I'm a spiritual healer, guidance, mentor, teacher. I'm going to teach you to level up. So when you know that, you already know what's going on because now you recognize you're the creator of it. Now you recognize it's your creation. Now you recognize that's the beast. That's the creature. That's the unknown, right? That's the creature that lives within. That's the animalistic nature that lives within it, or the animalistic, or the animalistic what? Senses, right? Or the animalistic, to be able to sense, move, like a snake, right? Or like a dog, or a cat. They sense, right? What's the unseen? They sense in what's not there that we don't see. But they have the sense of the heightened awareness. They have the heightened awareness. So we're now coming into 5D, but we're in the 3D. But we're getting those heightened awareness of those senses, those clairs that we call them, right? But that's just hypersensitivity. We're hypersensitive now. So everything, it happens in nature. We like, oh, wait a minute, who? Hey, oh, who is that? Is that you? You know, we've been feeling now like the animals are feeling. So our creature has awakened within us. Our creature, our animalistic nature, not savage nature, not barbaric nature, right? Because even animals respect the self of life. They eat what they eat. They leave alone what they leave alone. If there's something to eat, they ask them. They stay away from it, don't they? They respect the circle of life, just like we have to respect the circle of life. They have that fight or fight too. And then when they got a fight for their life, when they go, oh, let me get my ass over here because that motherfucker bigger than me, and I'm going to move my ass over there because I ain't trying to get ate. Okay, so they have the same thing. I always say the animals are greater than us. We're stupid. And we don't want to walk upright. They got to be on fours and shit going around. Maybe flying. But we don't want to get to stand up upright and do all this magnificent stuff. Right? We get to communicate a little with words and shit. But, you know, they get, oh, 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 they making all the sounds of nature. Right? They making all the vibrations in nature, and we get to say actual words. So we are, like, more intelligent that-wise, but they're more smarter that-wise. You know, when you look at so three C's, write that down. Creature, creation, creature. What you're creating is you. All right? Not nobody else. That's your reality, right? That's your life. That's your life. That is your real life. Right? That's your real life. And so, we basically said, now, I just wanted to break that down before I put it in the for y'all to understand that other part right there. This is what I'll be told.
next term in Africa and Kenya. That's what we call it. Before we start throwing shit out, mother, okay, let me go back. And of course we had symbols. We had the Metaneta, right? This book right here. Metune is either M-E-D-U or M-E-T-U. Metaneta, all you want. Right? The bird, the little symbols, y'all know what it looks like, right? This is writing though. This doesn't have the picture in it. This is just explaining the history of all about it. So it's in English terms, right? And it comes in more than one. This book can be hard to read. So three, four, five will be broken down real simpler. But this is like real. It's in this book, right? Good Lord. Oh, y'all mad, huh? Y'all don't want me to teach it, huh? And see, you got it right there with the symbols. With the words, and this is actually the Bible. This is actually where you got your Bible from. But they fucked it up, of course. This is the Bible. This is where your Holy Bible comes from, the King James comes from, so to speak. That rap.
In the book that you're holding, you guys, is the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
I can't call him what I know. I want to call him, but. So you need this book, and this book is, see what I'm saying? It's broken down with the little symbols, the little bird, the little squiggly, and you'll learn how to read the pyramids. You'll learn how to read the hieroglyphs is what y'all called it, but it's the Metaneta, or y'all called it Rosetta Stone, but that wasn't it. All right? You know they always whitewash it down, so. This is what it is. So, but this is to be read in seasons also. Your Bible, remember we had it yesterday. I talked about the 12 zodiacs, the signs, the organs, the 12 systems in the body. Remember I talked about that yesterday, y'all, on Get In There. Go see that YouTube video. I said, Get In There. And I broke it down. So then you understand the four seasons a little bit. Then you got, if you want to be a detective, if you want to be a detective and try to figure out what it means, I got this little thing. I found this years ago, when I started on my journey, and it breaks it down and gives you a little picture and little things like that. I don't even remember where I got this from.
got this one that half like the Egyptian language, right? I got this years ago too. Yeah, I still got the half price book thing in it from years ago. So I got that one. I mean, these books are so old. They're so old. All right. And then I got Egyptian English spelling book. So again, you see what I'm saying? So there's one. Just so y'all know. But I like to give y'all stuff. I don't like to just tell y'all shit and then y'all don't have shit to go look it up. I hate when people do that. Because that's deceptive. Give me this stuff, I'll go fucking get the book. Alright? I'll get it. Or I'll go hunt for something that I'm interested in. And that's what y'all gotta go start doing if you want to ascend and gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding. If something intrigues you, go find a book. Go Google, go look it up. Go investigate. Don't just take people's word for it. Now, I'm going to break this down because this is Mother Nature, right? And where is Mother Nature? And the main thing I'm trying to figure out, or I'm going to figure out, is not trying to, I've already figured it out, but Mother Nature, we know that's outside. So we're on this earth, right? We're on this earth, and that means what? And everybody that's woke, know that what that is. Earth and Mars. That's why that's the gateway. That's why you can't go up to higher ascension until you open your heart. And I talked about this yesterday with everybody. I said, that's my gateway. I opened the heart chakra. I balanced the heart chakra, right? Because y'all three below. Remember, I broke down 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. The world is really down here, but only 30 people go here, and if you get to the heart chakra, you're able to connect with the creator, right? All right. So, earth is heart. So, let's go back to Mother Nature. So, mother is M-T-R, mother, right? Nature is nectar, right? N-T-R, mother, nectar, or we call our mother sometimes moot, M-T-M-U-T, or M-U, or mother, M-T, moot, right? So we Africans or melanated people, we had our way of communicating. It's not European, as you can see. Yeah, the language we got today I call the bastard-ass language for a reason, because that's not our original language or our original sound, okay? That's how I do it, because the second to us is not our original, it's not our African carbon indigenous aborigine carbon-head people. It's not our original language. We were made to speak like this. We were forced to speak like this. Now, because in nature we are we don't hear no words.
Telepathy is another good one. And I think we're getting back to it too.
We don't hear no words. We hear what? Sound. We hear music. We hear sound. We hear magic. We hear music. Okay? Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. I'm trying to go slow. Don't move. Back move. Third grade education. Which is what? My what? Physical. Which is what? The spirit. I'm just saying, keep on, keep going. I'm going to wake your ass up today. Keep going. All right. So again, nectar, mother nature, moon, mother, right? So we understand all those terms. Oh, like I said, Neptune, N-E-T-U, or N-E-D. But that means mother nature outside, being in the trees, being in the grass, being outside of the sun, you know, da da da. So if you want to break
downloading
We are downloading from Mother Nature. So we can download being outside in nature, being natural people, being people of nature, right? Being people of nature. That's nature, right? So again, NUT, which is what? Newt. Newt is the sky god. Newt is the sky god. Right? They like to say sky daddy up there, right? The sky daddy, the father sky, right? The father sky. But y'all forget about God. You forget about sky, the goddess. You forget the moon goddess, the sun goddess, and the sky goddess. Right? So Newt, NTU, Newt, right? We would call her Newt, right? Our mother sky, our what? The womb, the watery amniotic fluid in the belly of the womb, that's our sky. Our sky is not fucking up there. If you are a natural people of this earth, the 12 tribes, your sky is not up there with them fake fucking clouds. That's not the sky. What did I just describe? What did I just describe? Where is our sky? Our sky, come on, I got the goosebumps. I know I'm going to get learned now. Where is our mother sky at, people? If you're natural of this earth, or you are natural people of this earth, where is our sky? Where is, not no imaginary ghost, where is our sky? I just did all this. Nobody has an answer. Do anybody got an answer? Where is our sky? Pink, Nina. Think. Critically think. I just did all this. I'm helping you connect the dots to why Mother Nature is so important. Sky in the womb, water in the womb, heart, the womb, the water in the womb. Our sky is nature. Mother Earth. That is our sky. We're nature people. And you're right. It is the womb. It is the water in the womb. That is our sky. So if Earth, if we're the heart of the Earth, then we're still in the what? The mother's womb. We're still in the womb. We're still inside the womb. So this is our sky. Right? That's why they say up is down and down is up. Right? We think that this is y'all say the firmament, right? When y'all describe it in the Bible, the firmament, right? Right? And then we got this down here. Right? So that's why people, the flat earthers are out there saying the earth is flat, right? The earth is flat. That's why they're getting all that. And they're like, we can't go nowhere. It's a dome up there. We can't go nowhere. Well, the city of Atlantis, right, we say it's below in the sea level. In the sea level, down there below the sea level, right, which is the what? The subconscious. And we say up here is the conscious because we can all see each other. We're moving around. We can see the reflections and all that nature that exists out here, right, that exists. But we're actually still inside the cosmic womb of the mother. God, isn't that glorious right there? So we're natural people. We're earth people, which means we're supposed to be where? Outside. We're supposed to be outside in natural life, not in artificial life, not in TV, not in our gadgets, not in our, because that's why we get connected. All the unnatural shit around us in our house, going on in our house with these gadgets and 5Gs and these plugs. And we went over plugs yesterday, remember? Feminine and masculine, right? Electromagnetic. So that is what's lowering y'all electromagnetic. That is what's keeping y'all from ascending, because y'all not getting outside to get the download, to be in nature, to get your vibration up, to get some healing, right, from Amun-Ra, the sun, which is a star in our galaxy, which would represent our solar plexus, third eye, right, solar plexus. So the creator will and thy will, the solar plexus is the sun. So we have an inner sun in the earth, like y'all see that sun out there, because that out there ain't really real, but this in here is. Even though it's unseen. So the chakras are what? And we went over those 12 yesterday. I mean, those 7 yesterday. Go see, get in there. That YouTube video, I said, get in there. It's a lot. I did a lot of writing in regards to our body. And our bodies are the planet system. And you open up. You don't need that fake-ass moon, that moon up there, when you got a moon right here. You got Cancer right here in your heart. Which I always said was your what? Emotions, right? Was your emotions, right? So we are electric means ether. Ether. We are ether beings. We are nine-dimensional. We are multidimensional nine ether beings. We are multidimensional nine ether beings. Okay, so we're gonna break that. Now that y'all see how important nature is and being natural is, increases your vibration, and everything that they made on the outside lowers the vibration. So when you wonder why you're disconnected but interconnected, that's why all the fakery, all the falsehood, all the fairy tale, all the lie on the ship, all the watering down on the ship. Okay, so you gotta get that shit off. You gotta unpack that shit, okay? You gotta let that shit go, right? So that is where you're at with the womb. That is the womb. So City of Atlantis is down below. We gotta raise the City of Atlantis, which means you're raising your consciousness, your subconsciousness, or you get your higher self, right? You're getting back connected to your higher self so you can elevate. To become a ascended master, that's why a lot of people hate ascended masters in the first place. But that's why y'all walking among the ascended masters. Y'all think the ascended masters are, y'all think the ascended masters and the angels are up there in the sky. No, we are it. We are them. Those that have mastered themselves, they are walking among us. Y'all Bible even said you attain angels unaware. So that means you're attaining ascended masters all on this level here, because we are all in the cosmic womb. We are all still in the womb of the mothership. We're all still in the womb of the mothership. And you guys are walking around attacking ascended masters, and you guys are walking around attacking earth angels. There is no sky. There is no limit. There is no sky limit. Because we're on the sky, we're on that plane, we're in the belt, we're in the womb. So there's no imaginary sky shit, nothing. Right? It's just your level. It's just your level in your mind. It's your mindset. Some people's mindset can't grasp, so they got to believe in something, because they can't grasp something that infinite. You got to have that mind to be able to grasp infinity and emotional intelligence. You got to have the capacity for it. And a lot of people don't have the capacity for it, which is fine. They just got to develop. That's all. They have to mature or learn or grow, whatever. But some people are. So y'all are attacking ascended masters that come here that are on the plane with you. But because we look like you, you think that we're you, and we're not you. We're not you. So we're not you. You are not us, right? So that's what y'all doing when y'all are attacking spiritual people. That's what you're doing. You're attacking the chosen ones, the one spirit realm put here, or the mother birth to help everyone else grow and level up and become ascended masters themselves. So y'all get it now? Y'all get it now? I'm just saying. Because they don't like that anointing that's upon their lives. That's why. Exactly. Exactly. Yes, thank you. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So, this, now, ascended master, let me tell you what the ascended master is. Or master ascended. And y'all, like, you know, you got those numbers that don't condense down. If you condense them down, you condense them back down to the physical, right? Or an 8. So 6, 2, 4, 8. So if you condense the master numbers back down, you're condensing down to a physical form when they're actually spiritual beings. So if your number, your birth number is an ascended master, and you condense it back down, which you really shouldn't, because that's a great thing right there. So that is a form of mastery. So you've ascended, right? That means you elevated up here, right up in there, right where Thompson is, where you can get close to a conscious record, you can decipher shit, whatever, you can code stuff. See things that people down here on that 0 through 9, they cannot see, like the 3 below. They can't see. They can't see with the spiritual eyes. They're blocked. So they can't see with the spiritual eye. That's why some of y'all be like, well, why can't I hear? Why can't I? Why I don't know this? Why I can't do this? Because you're on the physical plane. And your heart chakra has to be open. It's callous, so you can't ascend, because that's the heart chakra right there. I just said earth and heart was the same. So that's why you got to get to the 4D. You got to get to 4D before you extend into 5D and on up whatever level you can obtain in the human, you know. See, you can't do it right here. Now, I told y'all a while back, ascended masters, they have masters themselves. They know how to ascend. They know how to come down. They know how to go up. They know how to come down. They know how to operate and maneuver in this plane. Almost like a Neo. So if you think of Neo, that's what a Neo is doing. He is ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. Going up, coming out. Being in the matrix, being in the matrix. But we turn it over. We stay in, introvert, we go out. We go in, we go out. We go up, we go, you know, up, down, up, 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 up. Okay. So with the heart chakra. And you say, well, how is that? If this is 4, right? 5, 6, 7, okay, 7. And then down here is 3, 2, 1. Same chakra right here. We have 4 ventricles. We got 4 chambers. I mean, 2 ventricles, 2 atriums, right? Of the heart. So that's why people down here can still live, because they're still connected, but disconnected, right? Because of those 4 chambers. They have a piece of the heart, we have the heart, right? So they're able to still live, breathe, blah, 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 circulate, get a pulse, da, 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 do the human thing. But when it comes to information, data, information, intelligence, knowledge, and wisdom, they're cut off. They only have a certain amount, a certain level of it, just to be able to maneuver. You know, like they're not totally stupid or dumb, but they know how to figure. They can maneuver a little bit through here, right? Through the earth plane, through the heart chakra, through Mother Earth, right? And they have those guides that help them, their spiritual team, or spiritual posse, or spiritual entourage, that help them because they don't know certain things. So they're protected. They're highly protected, too. They're protected, too. They're like anybody else. But that's why you got to get to the 4th gate. This is physical. This is spiritual. And that's the disconnect. So ascended master can just go up and down, down, up and down, down. We can operate in the physical plane, we can go up in the spiritual, we can come back And that middle passage being your what? The Underground Railroad that Mother Harriet Tubman was talking about was that chakra center, that railroad. That's what y'all call the ladder. It was the chakra. It was no more than the chakra. That was your middle passage. Your middle passage to free yourself was the chakra system. I would have freed a 300, what did she say? I would have freed 300 slaves had they known they were slaves. Okay. Come on. What'd she say, y'all? What's the quote? What's the quote? What's Harriet Tubman's quote? The heart is where it's at. The heart is at. Mine hurting so bad. Where's that? What is her quote, Harriet Tubman? Out of 300 more. She said she'd say 300 more. Is that what she said? Who knows? Who knows Mother Harriet Tubman's quote? Yeah. Who? Come on. Y'all supposed to know this. See, I'm going up and down. I can't do that. I lose my focus because I'm too high up here. Y'all take too long. Y'all make me lose my thoughts. Y'all got to keep up. Like, be looking that shit up when I ask the question. Like, God damn. Truth is of the moment. Truth is of the moment. Truth is of the moment. Not that one. The one about the number she said she would have freed. She would have freed. I think it's 300. Anyway, 3,000 or 300? 300. Harriet Tubman said, I freed 1,000 slaves I could free 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves. If they knew they were slaves. Right to the system. To the system. This is the matrix. To the system, damn it. What did we go over yesterday? The 12 disciplines, the 12 chakras, the 12 zodiacs. What did we go over, KU? I got the goosebumps. What did we go over yesterday? The system, the matrix system. 1,000, right? 2,000, 3,000. 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. She'd have freed what? She'd have freed all these people. All it is a matter of zeros, right? A matter of zeros, right? So I'd have freed a whole lot of more people if they were what? Aligned. 1,000. Y'all said Jesus is 2,000 years old. That's physical. That's the reason that the system. That's that sick, set, fail, bullshit. That's why I'm teaching cancer today on Patreon. That's why I'm teaching those books right there on Patreon. Private. That's why. And that's the physical world out there where everybody just self-absorbed into what? Sexuality. Right? Everybody self-absorbed into the sexual, sex sales, right? Philosophy or theology, mythology, right? That everybody, that sex sales, right? It was 300, it was 300, I thought so. Thank you, please. Thank you for doing that. So just take a zero off. Even still, 3,200 years, right? We're supposed to be free. This is your freedom. You're talking about. That is your liberty. That is your sovereignty right there. The heart chakra. The heart chakra is your sovereignty, is your freedom. Your heart chakra is your freedom. Now, so this is the Underground Railroad, the serpent Kundalini, right? Oh, I'm going to scribble today. Right? That is the Underground Railroad, right? That is the Underground Railroad. She said, I'm free. you are a slave to a matrix system. Poor mindset, wealthy mindset. They know they're free. You don't know you're free yet. They know they're free, but you don't know you're free yet. And you can't be free with jealousy and envy of another in your heart. Because that's what's keeping y'all disconnected. The callousness, the envy, the jealous, the hatred, the fighting, the pointing the finger at the men, the pointing the finger at the women. They did this, you do. How about you do that? How about everybody do that for themselves? Free your underground railroad, right? The railroad you're talking about. The serpent kundalini. Look at that. The serpent kundalini, the underground railroad, the underpass. It's all about being ready today, but you're going to be ready. You ain't ready today, but you're going to be ready. When I get done, you're going to be ready. You're going to get it. I bet you're going to get it. I bet it ain't going to be no bullshit like they've been feeding y'all. It ain't going to be no damn bullshit. Underground railroad. Don't that look like your DNA? We talked about it yesterday. 13 strands, 12 strands. Most human at 12, we got to get here to get free. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Does that not look like it? Does that not look like it? So your DNA is important. But your connection to Mother Nature is even more important. Because if they disconnect you from Mother Nature, they got you. They got you because, boom, watch this. You stay right there. You stay right there. You don't even ascend up. You don't even heal yourself. You don't even help yourself. You lose all hope. And you have to believe in something that ain't real. You got to have faith in something that's not really real. But when you know what you know, you keep growing. When you know what you know, you keep ascending. And you're free, you're liberated, you're sovereign. And it's a mindset, right? It's a mindset. When you know what you know, then you're free. And the disconnect of people from nature is how we become enslaved. Because they took us out of our what? Our natural habitat. They took us away from our natural habitat and GMO'd everything that was natural to us and crossed it out and gave us this where you got to fix those six patents on the okay. And then you have us the 616, which is the 13th. So this is 12. What you don't understand? What you don't understand? But y'all spiritual. But y'all fucking spiritual and fucking playing with this shit. What don't you fucking understand? What don't you understand about that? How fucking simple. How fucking simple. How simple. How simple. How simple. How simplified that is. How simplified that is. What don't y'all understand? Huh? Right in your face. Right in your MF motherfucking funky ass fucking face. What don't you get now? I'm just saying, but y'all are following spiritual people, though. But they not sharing that shit. They not telling y'all that shit because they part of the motherfucking matrix themselves. They are sleep themselves. Them out there motherfuckers out there faking like they spiritual. Ain't a spiritual fucking bone in their goddamn body because they done been told y'all that shit. They would have been told y'all that. They would have been came to that conclusion if they was leveled up. I'm not talking about money. Money gonna come. But I'm talking about knowledge and wisdom that money can't fucking buy. I'm talking about data. I'm talking about information. Real download. That's a real motherfucking download for your ass, ain't it? That's a real motherfucking download. Did it just open your ass up? Did it open your eyes then, didn't it? Who want to be free? You better get over there to KAU University and like that goddamn YouTube channel. That's what you got to do. Yeah, get over there. Not TikTok. Get your ass over there. I'm going to keep your ass today. Who's fucking spiritual? Who fucking not? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know who's spiritual and who not. Because you have real information that you you can apply today, right now, right now, right now. Is that not his patent, 601? Is that not his patent? Is that not his, is that, y'all don't hear me? Y'all don't hear me? Y'all almost. Is that not his patent? That's his patent. What did I say? That's his patent. We're three-dimensional. We're multi-dimensional. We are multi-dimensional. Black folks, multi-dimensional. Three density, earth, six physical, nine ether, eight. We got the ability Tesla was talking about. We got the ability Tesla was talking about when you discover what? The key to the what? The universe what? When you discover the key, you will unlock the what? The what? But you discover what? I'd have 1,000 likes on that fucking YouTube right there. But you sons of bitches want to be hating, but you want to be stealing my shit. But you ought to be liking that fucking shit, because I'm teaching you shit. Your ass ain't even teach your ass. You ain't got to like my shit, because I didn't come here for likes. I come here to get information out. That's what I come here to do. Not for your ass, for the ones that are awakened. Y'all ass is faithful. That's what the fuck y'all can do. This is for the chosen ones. This is for the ones that are there. Not the one trying to get motherfucking there or pretend they motherfucking there. I don't give a fuck, all right? I don't care. I got my shit. You need what I got. You need what I got. I don't need what y'all got. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that. You ought to show some motherfucking appreciation and reciprocate. Reciprocate and hit that goddamn donation button, goddamn shit. Killing my shit. My intelligence. My emotional intelligence. The fuck out of here. You need what I got. You need to get what I am. That's what y'all need to do. Get where I am. That's where you're trying to go. And I'm trying to help you. And y'all want to fight the one that's trying to help you. You want to spit on the one that's trying to help you. Level up. I'm doing more for y'all than your own natural mamas and daddies done done for y'all ass. If you really want to know, dead or fucking alive. I don't give a fuck the hell out of here. I ain't got to do this shit. But like I said, I ain't doing it for y'all. I'm doing for the one that's already aware because we are on that vibration already. This is for our future. This ain't even for y'all that want to pretend and play like you're sweet. We don't care about y'all like that. We don't care about, we care about our future generations. We care about our future generations, that they have this knowledge, that we drop nuggets and knowledge for them. So when they come along, they know who they are. Shit getting washed down and watered every goddamn day. By that 606 motherfucker. You goddamn son of a bitch. That's Tesla. Where he get that from? Where he get that from if he didn't study up? If he didn't study the natural people of the earth, where he get that 369 from? He left us clues even for ourselves to help ourselves. Tesla left us clues, indigenous people. He left us clues to ourselves. Einstein left us clues to ourselves. Because these people knew who we were. I got goosebumps. They knew who we were. The people of nature. The people of Mother Sky, of Mother Earth. Y'all call Gaia. Of Gaia. You want to call them Gaia, you can call them Gaia. We don't care. See, they always want to name shit. So they always got to find shit to rename. So they always going to rename our shit. And say, oh, we got something else. No, fuck you don't. You ain't got nothing new, goddammit. You ain't got shit. thing that I have to get on my goddamn nerves, motherfucker. All y'all know how to do it, and rewrite it and just say it's yours. All y'all know how to do it. So that's that 3D shit. That lower vibrational shit. That's that shit. So we are 369 ether beings, like you said, sun god, electric, right? Electric, magnetic, photon energy, what y'all like to call 666, right? What y'all like to call 666? Triple dot, triple ion, triple negative. I don't even wrote all this shit before. But 369, damn, where the other six come from? Where the other six come from? Our creator. Our creator. A, B, A. Here. Our star system. Our star system. Here's B. Right? So, everybody ain't from Series B, though. Everybody ain't from Series B. Everybody ain't from Series B. That walk along the earth. So, again, so 666, 369, let's do that. That's 9, that's 9, then that's what? 15, that's 18, then that's what? 9. So we got some 3-9 today. So 369 is right there. So you got the 666. Y'all like to call it the mark of the beast. Really, the mark of the beast is you get awareness, like I said, the 3D, and you're aware that you are a creator of your own reality, which they never want you to know. So you can manifest whatever you want to manifest. If you want a yacht, you can manifest a yacht. If you want to live on the yacht for the rest of your days, you can live on the yacht for the rest of your days, and that's what you want to manifest. If you want to live in a trailer in the woods, you can live in a trailer in the woods if that's what you want to manifest for the rest of your life. That means you are the creator of what you want to create. What kind of creation story are you writing is the question here. What kind of creation story are you writing? The only numbers are 0 through 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What is your highest vibration? Because that's completion. That's completion. So what is your highest vibration you want to live at? Because no universal number is 0 through 9 and 1 sits right there. The 1 is within the 9. So again, if we got contracts, right? Absolute zero right here. Absolute zero, and you go all the way up to what? 7, 5, 6, 7. I ran out of room. Right? And we got to the city, and we got the alkaline. The city and the alkaline. And our pH scale is what? 1 through 14. Well, let me break that down to you. All right, y'all got that? 1 through 14. I'm going to help you connect with your creator. Your creator. So, universal numbers only because everything gets back down to 9, right? Except for what? The master numbers, right? So, the master numbers is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Look at this geniusness. Just look at this motherfucking geniusness. What the fuck? Who been saying 1, 2, 3, 4? Who been saying 4, 3, 2, 1? Who been saying 2, 3, 1, 4? Who been saying 4, 1, 4? 1, 3, 1. I mean, good goddamn. Good goddamn. What the hell? What the 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. What the hell? Did I just say the one is right there from 0 to 9, but it's, wait a minute. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here, y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. What? Is that not 10? 10? What's going on?
Did you call me over
here? Yeah.
This is good, y'all. I just want to let you guys know her channel is in the video credits in the show notes, guys. As you know, Motivational Classroom, I like to pull lectures and teachings and stuff like that, and I like to honor many different people. And, you know, I just don't like to sit back and talk and teach all the time. I like to listen and learn and grow with you guys. So, there's a lot of scammers, a lot of people who steal people's stuff and make it their own, you know what I mean? But here at Hands in Awareness Radio, I do pull a lot of lectures, but the video credits will always be in the show notes. If not, you need to, if by any chance of the older shows, just email me, and I can definitely point you. It's all about networking and, you know, connecting. At least that's what my intentions are. But yes, 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 guys, you guys will enjoy and love. And she also does reading. So kimarts.org, I believe, is the website. I'll pull the website and put that in the show notes as well. Also, I encourage you guys to go back and look at the visuals, because the visuals that she's giving for the classroom also helps you. Many of us are visual learners, such as myself, but the visual is amazing, okay? So please, again, go subscribe to her channel, and definitely look at the video, this actual video in the video credits, okay? All right.
That's how you get to. Okay, hold on. Thank you. your third eye or your brow or your first eye, right? Whichever one of y'all wants to call it, like all three of them. Your third eye, your first eye, or your brow is the number six shot. Who with me? Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Hey, y'all with me? So, and this is a PA film. Where is that? Where are y'all at? Because the sensor is going to start right here. What does that? What does that mean? 13, right? Because 6 plus 7 is what? 13. It's 13. It's 13, man. And electromagnetic field. Y'all got to teach y'all electromagnetism. Your electromagnetic field. You got to teach your electromagnetic field. Y'all get it? Y'all with me? That 6 and the 7 chakra. The third eye and the crown chakra. So where are you? See, I'm saying all the toes are at 3 below. That's physical. Right? You get in the spiritual right here. Up here, and this is physical. And remember, I don't even know if I got it now. There's a dream in that. Remember, Tesla was saying what? 3, 6, and what? 9. He was saying 3, 6, 9. Tesla was saying, if you can unlock it if you understand what? 3, 6, 9 method. What the fuck? What the? Where's my marching band? Where's my marching band? Oh, here we go. Masculine is what? 6. Feminine is 7.
13. Ooh, that's why that's 13. Because one is electric and one is magnetic. And that's how you get to the creator, electromagnetic, photonic energy. That's how you get there. So you have to have feminine and masculine balance. That's fuckery that's going around on these damn social media is ridiculous. You can't get there no other way. That's law. That's law. That's the supreme law. That is law. You can't look at the dog even bark. You cannot rewrite that. That is law. I don't care what they take away out of history. I don't care what they add in history. I don't care what they make up, make believe, fairy tale it, put cucumber juice on it. I don't care. That is supreme being law. That is all law. That is all law. I don't care what the hell y'all can call that stuff that y'all do. You're not doing all law. Because that's law. Hey, hey. That is all law. That's a pretty being law. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing out here. I don't know what y'all do. You should not be trying to separate feminine and masculine energy when you need it to elevate. You should not be trying to listen to nobody that's talking about separating of the feminine and masculine energy. Because you need it to elevate. You need it to expand. You need it to grow. You need it to be creative. You need it to bring the physical and the spiritual world together with that divinity side, with that lock and key that Seth was talking about. If you understood the 3 dimensions, if you understood the 6 dimensions, and if you understood the 9 dimensions, you would have the key to your universe. You would have the key to unlock your universe. Your universe. Not the metaverse, not the matrix verse, not the shit nothing. Your very own universe. Cold, let me go there. Y'all ain't woke, but you're going to wake the fuck up tonight. All right? You ain't there yet, but y'all might stop. To what? To what? To what? You, the universe, like the
I like to reciprocate people in their teachings, you know what I mean? And the fact that it kind of puts me in a mindset that we are in a control system, which I know we already know that, but it's really on a level that is just so unbalanced, you guys. It has gotten out of hand that these cosmic things are happening because, you know, if we continue to go on repetition over and over again, guys, it just, I listened to something the other day. What was it? Oh, my God. I hope I remember. Yes, it was Terrence Howard. I'm going to find that, guys. But Terrence Howard was saying, we are the Titanic, which is what we've been doing, is headed for an iceberg. And if we don't do something about it rapidly, oh, you know, it's just, Mother Nature, you know, is going to handle it and take care of herself. You know what I mean? With or without us, you know. And that's what I think. I think we underestimate that. And I think that we are giving, I think not only people in general are giving second chances, but I think collectively that we are being given a second chance. And if we fuck this up on a cosmic level, I don't know if we can even fuck it up, because what's going to happen is going to happen regardless. But I feel if we are given a second chance that, you know, if we can do any little thing just to make it right or even to contribute to the pot, I think that that's going to be beneficial for all of us, okay? I don't know where I was going with that, but it's about 20 or 30 more minutes of her teaching. But I love what she's saying, guys, and I love listening to her. I don't listen to a lot of people because there's a lot of bullshit, like she said. Oh, that's where I was going with that. What I've noted is that we have mastered the art of pointing out each other's flaws and what we have not done for each other and what he's not doing right and what she's not doing right. But how often do we compliment each other? Yeah, we may see it every now and then, even in subtle ways, you know, people giving you money, people giving you donations, but really, to just, and I'm appreciative because people do it for me all the time. I'm very grateful and gratitude. I'm not complaining at all because that's the reality that I see. But I also get projections of type energy, and not just for me, but even as a collective, guys, how we treat each other. You know what I mean? I like to say that we're already doing better because I don't like to live in that. You gotta do better. What if we are already doing better? What if we were never broken and needed to be fixed? What if we can just be who we are divinely and unite that collectively, guys?
You shouldn't be trying to curse them and hex them. What I've noted too is that
she's going there with it. I personally had no idea of the level that people go to try to impose in someone else's reality. Oh my G. Okay. Once I started to really start to connect these dots, I was blown away of how dangerous. I wonder, y'all, you have to know how dangerous you play. Playing with people's realities, trying to sway and control it, you could wipe out your whole bloodline. You know, you could, why would you want to put that, haven't even came up yet, in danger because of a decision you are making out of spite? Y'all, that's dangerous. Ooh, man. I had no idea that people play that dirty, but, you know, we're on the earth for him, right?
A graveyard and black magic and sex magic. You shouldn't be doing that. You just shouldn't be. That's that shit down there. That's that nature co-op shit. That's what that shit is. Y'all brainwashed. So when you understand 369, you are about the universe. So what is 369? That's not. Plus 9 is 18 equals 9. When you understand not the complete, the womb, when you understand the womb, you have unlocked your what? Your Merkaba. Your Merkaba. Your Merkaba, Merkaba. Your Merkaba. Your Merkaba.
Okay.
What is that? So what star
dated, right? Okay, that's the star. Okay, see, I knew it was a reason why I had to insert. I was like, why? I was like, this doesn't fit. But I feel that it all ties in together. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast, guys. Again, this is Enhancing Awareness Radio. Just, you know, to enhance your awareness about the things that, you know, we just may need to examine and look at, you guys. So this is almost done. And then we're going to close out with Ralph Smart, which, and he gives us tips on how to balance our energies, okay?
That's why the Jews people know shit. They know what that star David means. They know it. They wear it. That's their star. They symbolize that. You know, the more they have their Islam have their festival, the more they have they circle seven stuff when they talk and all that shit. You know, it's like that one. And then you got some star David, and you got the Mason number right there, which is still the star David just don't have. The doc we call it a compass. Right? So all of them have their own way, their own, you need symbol for the star of David, right? You know, and the people are going to come into life just to kill all of them. But that's really a star too, that's just part of it, right? That's just part of it. They just left out the most important part of the star. They just left out the most important part of the star. They just left out, but that's the star. Balance between your mind and your body, the different polarities, the
the light and the dark, the mother and the father is your body. So when it says honor in the Bible, when it says honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days be long upon the earth, that means honor your spiritual part and your physical part. Not just your physical part. Not just your physical part. Honor your mother and your father. I just did the 6 and the 13. Your electro and your magnetic. That your days be long upon the earth. So, energy conservation. Breathing, right? Meditating, right? Go back to the beginning and see all this on YouTube. And you see it come together. Honor thy day, thy mother and thy father, that thy days be long upon the earth. Honor your spirit and your mind, your body. Your mind and your body. Feed your, if you feed your body, you got to feed your mind. If you feed your mind, you got to feed your body. Right? So that's why a lot of people are disconnected, because y'all just feeding the body with sexual pleasure, but you're not feeding the spirit. You're not feeding the spirit. So you get work, you got spirituality and religion is one. It is one. Because the true religion is Mother Nature. It's not the man-made religion. The true religion, the only religion, the only God is Mother Nature. The only religion, the only God is Mother Nature. So that's where you got to be in balance with Gaia, if you want to call it that, or Mother God, or Mother Nature. You have to align to that. Not all this other fucking shit that they're doing out there. You got to trust in Mother Nature. You got to take your earth. You got to line, you got to get exercise, you got to get out and get some air, you got to get some sun, you got to moon gaze, you got to star gaze, you got to sun gaze, whatever it is to elevate that what? That electromagnetic field, that is your protection. Activate that karma inside of you. Activate that karma inside of you. Activate that, that's why we wear karma, right? For electromagnetic field against what? All their radiation, all them electrical wires and shit that they gridded this motherfucking planet with, so satellites and shit. So our electrical field is protected with crystals and what? Copper. But you also have copper inside your earth, inside your body that you have to activate. So you have to take chlorophyll. You have to take kelp. You got to keep the greens, right? You got to act so you can develop this electromagnetic field about you that protects you from that radiation they're trying to push on our ass. That nerve gas and shit they doing through the 5G and through the damn the Wi-Fi and shit. That's nerve fucking gas they're releasing in the air. That they playing with our phones and turning up that thing, and we like, what the fuck? They trying to shock the shit out of us because they trying to cause some of y'all to actually combust. And I wrote about this over 6-7 years ago, so this shit ain't new. Facebook know I was. The people that been on Facebook know I've been talking about instant combustion over 6 years ago. So that's where they were headed. I was already tapped in. I was already in that energy of, oh, it's an electromagnetic. It's an instant combust people. People are going to be dead. They turn that up. Stopping out like flies from what? That radiation. So you can't eat a lot of acidic shit because a lot of acidic shit will put your defenses down. You won't have that electromagnetic. That's why you have to be alkaline or in that range of alkaline. I ain't saying you got to go vegan because vegan ain't for everybody. Vegetarian ain't for everybody. And meat eater ain't for everybody. It's just saying try to have a balance inside there. Try to have a balance inside there. That's what it's talking about. Moderation. Have moderation inside there. Don't overdo shit. Don't overeat. Don't over, you know what I'm saying? Don't overdrink. You know, it teaches you to have that balance within Mother Nature. Because we are energy. We are nature. We are the forces. We are the wind. We are the sun. We are the exact replica of all the tornadoes, all the hurricanes, all the thunderstorms, all the rain, all the sunshine. We're it. I just proved to y'all with the very beginning opening up talking about Mother Nature. We control the weather. And when they want to control the weather, to control us, they come with that hardship. They come with that blue bean, red bean, white bean, cloud shit, pumping up and all this other shit, making a natural storm to distract our storm, our natural storm. Right? So that's where they come with manipulating the actual weather of Mother Earth. Because they're manipulating us when they do it, because we are nature, we are natural people, we are of the earth, we are Mother Nature's sons and daughters, and we control the weather because she responds to us from what the heart chakra to our earth. The heart chakra to our earth. Earth. Heart. Earth. Heart. When we get angry, she picks up some fucking storm. And they come and they go, oh, no, we got to do something. Oh, no, we got to pray. When you get planets on your phone and you look up on the planet app and you see all that radio activation we're putting up, we are putting up some radio activation. If we've been a hosting thing, what we going to do? And they trying to keep us from, so I told you they not going to push the guy. They not going to throw this bitch up. Florida, I dare you motherfuckers blow this bitch up. They ain't trying to blow this bitch up because this is the only planet that can live on. This is the only planet they can live on. So they ain't trying to blow the bitch up, but they trying to keep us down in it. They trying to hold us down in it. But they ain't going to blow the bitch up. That's fear tactic. Push the goddamn button, President. Push the motherfucking button on all the motherfuckers. Bitch ass motherfucker ain't going to push no goddamn button. You niggas are scared to live and afraid to fucking die. They is not going to push no fucking button. Niggas is scared. Niggas is scared. They scared. Don't want to live a motherfucking afraid to die. What the goddamn motherfucker? Toast this bitch, goddamn it. I'm fucking kicking y'all asses. Toast it. Toast it. I'm going to sit right here and go. You see what I'm saying? That's all that tactic to control us to fear. The fear paralyzes what you cannot think as human beings. So we all we got against them. We're all we got against them. And they got us fighting with each other. And we all we got to be fighting with what we got. Put this up. I don't make me understand, people. Help me and make me understand. We all we got. And they got us fighting with all we got. And that's how we're defeated, because we're what? We're divided instead of it. United. We're divided. Instead of united, we're divided.
The
who got it? You are born.
That's what that did. That's what that did. You can brown nose all you want to.
That's what y'all can do. I ain't come here to do that shit. Ain't never done it and ain't gonna do it. Brown nose for what? Tip ass for what? You still gonna be discriminated against. You still gonna be picked on. You still gonna be racist, gonna be subject to racism because the laws do not protect us. The laws protect them. Those are man-made laws. Those are not the cosmic universal laws that are governing all that they're following in the first place. That's why they're rewriting the executive orders. Because they're not following them. That's why. Exactly. Stand up for something. Thank you so much. I freaking love you for real. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you, your inner self. So your whole thing, y'all, is aligned to your inner self. And now you see I'm just helping you align with your inner self. I'm not here to hurt mom. I'm helping you to level up. I'm helping you to level up and to align with your inner self. To give birth to who you truly are. I'm a spiritual doer. I'm a shadow walker. I'm a high priestess. I'm all that and in between. A bag of shit. Okay? I'm not your enemy. You're your own enemy before I'm good. You're your own worst nightmare before I'm your worst nightmare. Okay? I had to go through the same shit. Alright? I had to pass this shit with five motherfucking colors. Okay? I had to go through all the levels and vibrations and different devils to instill this. You don't want a high vibration like this because the stronger you get, the more stronger the devils get. The more stronger they turn that shit up on your ass. So you trust me, you don't want to sit here. You better be glad it's me and not you. You better be glad it's me and not you. Because you don't, you, and some of y'all trying to be here, you wouldn't make it a day. In master's seat and a master teacher seat, y'all would not make it. Stop trying to take them out. They trying to help y'all. They're trying to help you. Stop trying to do stuff to spiritual people, to chosen ones, because they're trying to help you. You would not make it a day in their seat. You would not make it an hour, a minute, a second in their seat. Because you don't know what the constant battle is. We have to go through with these motherfucking lizards and shit. Y'all don't even know it. You don't know the half of it. You don't know the half of it. I always thank you. You always attack you harder. Yeah. Yeah. The lighter you become, the harder you attack. They attack, yeah. The lighter you become, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and end it right there on that one, guys. You can go back again and watch. It was only 10 minutes left, guys. But amazing. Amazing, guys. I love learning. I love learning with you all collectively. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Kim Arts, please go and subscribe to her channel. Amazing channel, you guys. She really is not here to hurt you. You know what I mean? She's really here to help. She does things to help people. And I love, I can just feel the genuinity, you know, in people that when they are about the money and how they can benefit and profit at the end of the day, or they're truly, 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 truly will do this just to help the people, even if they was not getting paid. I can tell the truth, you know. The 90% of our people, and I'm talking about our skin folk, you know, it's always some type of money that's attached to it, you know, buy my class, buy this, do this, do this, you know. And I mean, she does promote on her channel, you know, but most of all, the majority of her stuff, like Shabby Zane, her brother Wisdom, you know, I love them. Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, even though I know he... you know, and it's nothing wrong with making money, but it's just, you know, the genuinity, the heart chakra, you know, the heart space. That's what I'm attracted to, and that's what I'm about, because I actually pay to give this information, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, it's not about that. It's about learning. It's about growing. It's about that heart chakra balance, you know? So, yeah, heart chakra is going to definitely be a key. We're going to go ahead and bring it to a close because I want to condense these shows down to not have them 3 hours. But so we're going to end with Ralph Smart. And please tell me I saved it. Did I not? Ralph Smart had one. And I want to find that to take us out because it was about balancing. There we go. How to become balanced. Hold on.
The energy you want to be.
How to become spiritually balanced using the 7 hermetic principles. All right, that's a good book, The Kabbalion. I'm going to do that, I think, tomorrow I'm going to do a book, audio book on alchemy, but Kabbalion I think is coming up somewhere on the calendar, probably next month, something like that. But The Kabbalion is definitely one. But the 7 hermetic principles, you guys can research for yourself. Join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I was an hour early today. Although you can subscribe to Blog Talk Radio and you can get emails when I come on. I think you got to create an account, however you do that, guys. But you can definitely get emails when I come on. Or just catch the podcast later, you guys. I don't really open the phone lines anymore. But, yeah, you can always catch the podcast at a later time, anytime after 1 p.m. on any day, on each day of the weekend, I mean. All right, guys, join me tomorrow as I talk about, well, I introduce an audiobook about the roots of alchemy. Just kind of talk about alchemy a little bit. And don't be discouraged, you guys. I know there's a lot of people who have good hearts, who have good intentions, and we get, you know, discouraged. I don't get much discouraged anymore, but there was a time where I would get discouraged a lot. But if it's in your heart and if it's in your passion, just keep going. All right, guys? Till next time.
Peace. Infinite water diving deep once again. We are out here in nature. You got the birds everywhere. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. How to become spiritually balanced, avoiding distractions using the 7 hermetic principles. We got a lot to talk about. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? I got a question from someone saying that they are trying to become more spiritually balanced. They are faced with a lot of distractions, and they want to know the best approach to take. Now, I get over 1,000 questions every single day. I don't have time to check all of them. So if you do send in a question, keep it short. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. You see, I made a choice a long time ago, and that was to follow my higher calling. I'm a Pisces. Pisces, Scorpio, spiritual zodiac signs. Pisces is a sign you need to go through every other sign. That's why Pisces are natural empaths, but also super strong and super spiritual. We all are, though. I'm not exclusive. Spirituality is not something you practice, it is who you are.
Slow motion this way.
Everybody is spiritual. Why, Ralph? Because even quantum physicists are starting to tell us that we are all stardust. Literally. We are made from that star stuff, okay? We are all stars. Now, every single day, being the beautiful stardust that we are faced with a lot of challenges. Moksha Patamu. What? Moksha Patamu. What am I talking about? Snakes and Ladders. That is the original name, Snakes and Ladders, if we go back to the Indus Valley. So we're going to talk about today the seven Hermetic principles and how they can help us become more balanced. They come from ancient Egypt. But let's talk about Snakes and Ladders first. So in the Indus Valley, Moksha Patami, this game which was devised, Snakes and Ladders, talked about how one could ascend to a very high level of consciousness. But if one wasn't careful, one could quickly descend back down, right? So that's why I've learned along my journey, you don't want to be too egotistical. Because the ego will make you very reckless. And it will make you make a lot of mistakes. To stay spiritually balanced, you have to be in the heart space. That is what Moksha Patami teaches. Now, let's talk about the seven Hermetic principles. Let's talk about mentalism. Okay, the seven Hermetic principles go back to ancient Kemet, which is the name for ancient Egypt, right? Kemet means Egypt. Kemet, this marvelous advanced civilization, the pyramids, we still don't know how they built it, but they had their third eye wide open. They were tapping into the higher levels of consciousness. So, Tahuti, the master scribe, the messenger of the gods, we are talking about the Emerald Tablets. Okay, in the Emerald Tablets, you have the seven Hermetic principles. But when we talk about the Hermetic principles, which is really the wisest writings in human history, talking about the subtle psychology of our subconscious mind and the deep secrets of the universe. Now, obviously, the Emerald Tablets, it's a lot of it, right? A lot of information. But the whole gist of it, we can sum it up to the seven Hermetic principles. And this is what I use to stay spiritually balanced. Then I'll talk about some levels of consciousness. So let's talk about mentalism, which is one of the first Hermetic principles. Mentalism states that all is mental, all is energy. You ask, how does one stay focused on the spiritual path? How does one not become distracted? Now, what's helped me is to realize all is mental. I realize the power of my thoughts, not only being a psychologist, studying psychology at 17 years old in university. No, I realized because I have manifested the dream life. You also ask, how do we balance the material world and the spiritual world? You got to use mentalism. You got to become aware of mentalism. You got to realize that you become the energy you are giving up. That is mentalism. So, check this out. A lot of us, we're not even mindful of our daily interactions. Let's just say you're really annoyed with someone, okay? Is that you out there? That's fine. That's okay. Now your energetic vibration is going to be the frequency of that annoyance, but guess what? It's also going to be transferred into every other interaction of that day. Slow motion, you guys. We become the energy we give off. That's why I'm connecting with so many amazing deep divers, because the attitude is amazing. The energy is amazing. We become the energy we give off. All is energy. This is what we are now starting to realize in quantum physics. There is no out there. There is only what is taking place in here. This in here is creating our reality through the visual cortex, the neocortex. All is mental. That's why a lot of people who say, I can't do it. You're right. And some people say, I can do it. You're right. All is mental. When we talk of spiritual balancing, we have to realize that a lot of us, we're not in tune with who we are. I was born on March 3rd, 3-3. That's the number of illumination. We'll come to that later. So, we start to realize you've had ancient sciences such as the Kabbalah. Very adept spiritual practice. Talking also about the seven hermetic principles. I studied that at 16 years old. Very powerful information. You got to realize this. You got a choice in life. You could go and work and do a job that's going to wear you down, or live a lifestyle that's going to wear you down, or you can start becoming who you came here to be on planet Earth. The reason why I am successful, I am forever rich, is because I am in alignment with my core frequency. That's the secret. Okay. What is another hermetic principle? We can talk about correspondence. Now, sometimes I also get distracted. But what I realize when we talk of the principle of correspondence is that, you see, hermeticism is huge. Because this is really the secret. The secret only talked about one hermetic principle, right? Which is mentalism. Okay? Or correspondence. Okay? It only talked about correspondence, actually. Now, correspondence is what the secret, you remember the secret was talking about, which is good because it got into the mainstream, which is how we are feeling internally is what we will attract externally. Okay, but once again, that is only one of the seven hermetic principles when we talk of even the law of attraction. So, I started to realize I'm feeling really sad. I'm not going to want to talk to you. I'm feeling really bad about myself, trash talking myself. I'm going to be pulled out of my true equilibrium and balance. So I started to realize along my journey that everything is connected. Once you change your vibrational frequency, everything aligns to that same frequency.
So emotional side.
Once you change one area of your life, all other areas change. I've been doing this a long time. I've seen the results. And it's only going to grow more and more because this is what I came here to do. The whole universe is working in my favor. Correspondence states, if you have a beautiful energy, a harmonious energy, you will attract that into your reality through people, friends, 7-day vegan challenge, through having a deeper compassion towards animals. That's correspondence. That is what will help you become spiritually balanced. So I realized, who am I to take another animal's life? That's why I was out of balance, because I wasn't respecting the laws of the seven hermetic principles. Carbon data has found the ancient Egyptians were indeed vegetarians. We'll come to that later. Right? My French Egyptologist. We'll come to that later. So correspondence is how what we are feeling energetically will manifest in our reality. I'm always seeing myself, you want to become spiritually balanced, with unconditional positive regard. Like the great psychologist Carl Rogers talked about, I have unconditional positive self-acceptance. What Ralph Smart talked about, okay? Positive, unconditional positive self-acceptance. When you say, I love my skin, of who I am, I love it, right? I'm so proud of who I am, it's unbelievable. Even the cat on the road is like, I'm proud of you, Ralph, right? That's why things are blossoming right now. They're glowing as well, right? What else? Cause and effect. Many of us become distracted because we fail to see that every action has a consequence. How you live your life, last year is why you are where you are right now. Right? I realize that what I did years ago has helped me get to where I am right now. The seeds I planted years ago have helped me come to where I am right now. Once again, what we do this year, the next year, we will start to enjoy the fruit of that labor. Cause and effect. Some people say karma, right? I'll do a video on karma. Karma is a lot more complex than we have been told. We'll come to that later. Let's simplify it. Cause and effect. Let's just say you are someone who has a very bad attitude to life. And therefore, how you talk to people, you start to criticize them because you don't feel good about yourself. So now, where did everyone go? You've got nobody around you. Because nobody wants to be around someone who's always bringing them down. So you've got to ask yourself today, are you always bringing people down or are you lifting people up? I inspire millions of people because I am elevating them. I am lifting people up. That's how you stay spiritually balanced. You've got to ask yourself, what kind of energy am I sending to people? Are you someone that just looks at people's flaws? Are you someone who just gossips? Are you someone who just is trying to tear people down? Have you noticed? On Infinite Waters, pay very close attention. There have been no slander videos, right? I don't need to do that. I never talk about anybody. If I'm going to talk about you, you will become famous. I'm going to talk about you, you will become very popular. If I'm going to bring you on Infinite Waters, right, it's because we're both working on the same mission. That's why I've had so many people dive deep. I'm supporting them. We're growing. I'm not making videos tearing people down. And I could do that, but I don't need to do that. Oh, you'll get more views, Ralph. I don't need to do that. I'm already rich forever, baby. Right, we're good here. Right, we already got nearly over a billion minutes watched. Okay, so cause and effect. Just realize, like the great Marcus Aurelius said, what we do now echoes on into eternity.
Slow motion this side.
Polarity, okay, another Hermetic principle. Now, this is great. When you know, understand, and overstand, and understand how polarity works, you start to realize that in life, life is full of hot and cold. It's full of contrast, right? I travel a lot. Sometimes I'm in hot countries. Sometimes I'm freezing my ass off, and it's really cold. But I get it. I totally get it, because this is what the universe is built on. polarity, different poles. North pole, south pole, okay? Hot, cold, yin, yang, contrast. But ultimately, in finding more spiritual balance, you have to fuse both poles together. That is how we become complete. In essence, that is how we become whole. So it's what I really talk about when I talk about left and right. I'm left-handed. I'm a Pisces, but I'm also can do a lot with the right hand, right? Very right-brained, right? Very creative, but I'm also very left-brained because I'm very academic, right? Went to university at 17 years old. I'm both. I am the light. I am the dark. Very serious. Then I'm very funny, right? I'm a total package. Okay? I'm no fake. Then I'm very evolved. Polarity. The more you become aware of polarity, the more you will start to spiritually balance yourself. We can talk about vibration, another hermetic principle. Now, vibration is really when you realize that the words you speak, are these words serving you? Or, to avoid the distractions, are you hearing words which are not serving you? People telling you things about yourself which are only bringing you down? Or have you got people supporting you, helping you become your greatest version? Do you know anybody like that? So I started to realize this. Sounds are everything. Okay? Sounds create patterns. Patterns create forms. Forms create pictures. Pictures create forms, which create patterns, which create sound vibrations. Slow motion. Slow motion this side. Nearly did a rewind there. Right. So, I play the guitar. Anybody out there that plays the guitar, get a core tuner, chromatic tuner. Tune it to 432 hertz. Then you'll see that most of the world is listening to music at 440 hertz. 440 hertz, that's the frequency which is causing so many of us to be unbalanced. 432 hertz gets us back into balance. We can also talk about the 528 hertz too. You got to know the frequencies. That is how to stay spiritually balanced. Ask yourself, am I listening to uplifting music, or am I listening to artists which don't give me anything back in return, who are only distracting much? They're only distracting you, and that's what they've been paid to do. Now, let's talk about rhythm, okay? What helped me to become spiritually balanced was to say, life has a flow, like a beautiful ebb and flow. And I realized that you got to even follow your own circadian rhythm. You got to follow how your biorhythm, your sleep and wake cycles. If that is off, chances are you're not going to be balanced emotionally and mentally and spiritually. You get spiritually balanced, emotionally balanced, mentally balanced when you are following your circadian rhythm, which means certain times you might have to not follow the crowd. You might have to take a technology fast and actually go to bed on time. That's what I tell myself, right? But the moment I started to follow my circadian rhythm a lot more, it helped me out, right? And also, rhythm is about how many times you eat a day, 7-day vegan challenge, right? A lot of us, we are overeating. And yes, I love tomatoes, pineapples, peaches, and pears, but I've learned the power of intermittent fasting, where you give the body enough time to detox, cleanse itself, and it works like a charm, right? And we can talk about gender. Now, what helped me along my journey was to realize this. This is another hermetic principle, that there is feminine and masculine in everything you see. No woman is all feminine and no man is all masculine. Men have masculine and feminine. Women have feminine and masculine. And that is how to become more spiritually balanced. You are very masculine all the time, very yang. You need to connect with your yin essence. You are very yin. You need to connect with your yang essence. The reason why I connect with so many people, women and men, probably about 50-50, is because I have equal yin-yang. Okay? Go to my website, ralphsmart.com, all women, all feminine. My thumbnails, all masculine. That's just a little example of how to spiritually balance yourself through the gender hermetic principle. Be soft. Ego, very yang. Heart space, very yin. Ego is not bad, but you need to balance it out to put the heart forward. The heart always has to be first. The more you reconnect back to your true heart space is the more you will become spiritually balanced. And the more you let go and realize, look, you came here to be free, and being free is our birthright. And you just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Have a beautiful day. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to you, deep diver today.
Infinite.
Oh my gosh. Infinite. Guys, deep once again. Have a beautiful day. Stay well. Stay healthy. And just remind yourself, it's all a state of mind. Change your thoughts and you change your world.
If I'm real.